Just while you're turning there, I'll just remind you that this is another one of the Songs of Ascent. You can see that in the title. And it was one of those psalms that was sung together by the people of God as they went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts. Listen as I read Psalm 132. Song of Ascents. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, "Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob." Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go up to his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, from your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. Let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. You could tell that this is a psalm that was sung as they went up to Jerusalem to worship. You can see it in verses 6 through 9 when they describe how they say to each other, "Let us go up to the tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool." And then they would say, as they came up to Jerusalem, they would say to the Lord, "Arise, O Lord, to your resting place. You and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy." Imagine yourselves being among that great throng of people that would go up to Jerusalem. They would sing these words together and with great expectation go into Jerusalem and go in to celebrate the feasts and to meet with the Lord. That great anticipation is ours each week as we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ to worship Him. What is foretold in the Old Testament is revealed and accomplished in Jesus Christ. So we can sing this psalm with the fullness of Jesus Christ being revealed to us. And I want to show you how that is in these verses. Look at verses 1 through 5. The psalm starts by remembering how King David longed to build a temple for the Lord. David could say, "This isn't right. I have a palace to live in, and God has a tent." And David longed for that to not be the case. He says, "I won't even go up into my bed until I find a place for God to rest." Now we know from the account of history that God said to David, "Now, hold on, David. It's okay that I don't have a house. A house can't hold me. The heavens can't hold me. The earth itself is my footstool. I don't need a house. I haven't asked you to build me a house. But thank you, David, for thinking of me. And in fact, David, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a king that will sit on your throne forever. I'm going to give you a priest that will serve before me in holiness and in righteousness forever. I'm going to give you the Messiah. This psalm remembers that promise. By remembering David's longing for a house for the Lord and God's response when God says, I will give you a son or the fruit of your own body to sit on the throne. That's an old-fashioned way to talk about a child, the fruit of the body. I will give you a son who will sit on your throne, and he will sit on your throne forever. And we know that that's a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And David can sing of that, and the people of God could sing of that then, and we sing of it now, rejoicing that Jesus Christ is this great King. Then, in verses 13 and 16, the answer of God comes that revolves around the temple. Not only does God promise a king in verses 11 and 12, and then to the close of the psalm, but he also promises a priest. The Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. Zion is another name for Jerusalem and refers more specifically to the temple in Jerusalem. God now says, I have chosen this to be my resting place. Though heaven cannot hold me, I will meet with my people in the temple. And my priests will be clothed with salvation. And my anointed one will serve before me forever. God is promising a king and a priest. And once again, we know that to be Jesus. The book of Hebrews describes him as the king and priest after the order of Melchizedek. And we can see that as well in this psalm, because right in the middle of the psalm, in verse 10, something as of a hinge for this whole psalm, the psalm says this: For your servant's David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. That's a good translation. But you might recognize the significance if you hear the word anointed from the Hebrew. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your Messiah. That's the word that's used there. Do not turn away the face of your Messiah, your anointed one. As the people of God went up to celebrate and to worship the Lord, they were asking, don't turn away your face, Jesus. Instead, turn your face towards us in grace and in mercy. And the promise of God is that, yes, I will send my Messiah, who is a king and priest. And we know that he sent his own son, Jesus Christ, that he is the Messiah that rules and who mediates for us forever. This is one of those places where the psalm just very clearly points forward to Jesus Christ. So I hope that you will sing it and meditate on it today and through this month, recognizing Jesus Christ. And then recognize that we can pray and that we can sing, Arise, O Lord, to your resting place. You and the ark of your strength, the symbol of his presence. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness and your saints shout for joy. And for your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your Messiah.